You are listening to Holy Words from Holy Cross, the sermon podcast of Holy Cross Evangelical Lutheran Church in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. We hope you find these words a blessing in your daily walk with God. Please visit us on the web at www.holycrossnazareth.org or in person at 696 Johnson Road, Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art.
So I'm going to try and reduce maybe the full expanse of my sermon just a little bit. But here's a question I have for you, or not a question, something I know. I'm not an aficionado of military history, but I've read a fair amount of it. Because some of the key points in church history were also big military things that happened. They changed the world into which the church proclaimed its message. And here's one thing that military history will teach you. One person who believes in your cause is worth 10 hired soldiers. Right? Who would you rather have if you were a general being called out to war? Maybe they were wonderfully well trained, but they're also paid. When the chips are down, are they going to fight as hard as the people who are fighting to defend their home, to defend their families, to protect those they love? My wife studies Gaelic culture, and ladies, you should know that in the Celtic realms, they would arm the women and send them out because they figured they were protecting their babies and they were more ferocious than the men would ever be. Today, you can go on the internet and find all kinds of wacky stories out there about the Christian faith. The internet is a great place for people who consider themselves expert because they're living in their mom's basement and, you know, reading books, to pull up 100-year-old theories that have been long debunked and bring them out and put them on YouTube and make a name for themselves with them. One of the things that you can get out there is this idea that Jesus was an unwilling participant in God's plan. This because of the very episode from the Garden of Gethsemane we have pictured in our narthex. Jesus praying and asking his Father that this cup might pass him by. Well, certainly, the physical torture and the shame of being condemned as a criminal when you have done nothing wrong is something anyone would wish to avoid. But every soldier who enlists in the armed forces of their country hopes to avoid battle, hopes to avoid death on the battlefield, hopes to avoid lifelong debilitating injuries with which they may have to deal for the rest of their lives. But this does not mean they are unwilling to serve. That's why they signed up. Jesus, committing himself to human flesh as we just celebrated at Christmas time, that shows that from all eternity he was on board with the Father's plan. But this, his baptism, is his public commissioning service. In every one of the Gospels that recounts Jesus' baptism, what's the next thing that happens? Jesus goes straight into the wilderness to battle with Satan. This is affirmation of God and the revealing of the Trinity, as we said in our opening dialogue. That's why I decided to wear this cross today. You have the cross for Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit on this side, and you have God the Father's blessing hand on the other side. This revelation of the fullness of the Godhead comes specifically at the moment that he is about to engage in the very battle he came to earth to engage in. And he enters those waters willingly, not because his sins need to be forgiven like everyone else who's entering the water. In fact, his entering the water blesses the water itself. And that is the beginning of the blessing that will go out to the whole of creation, as St. Paul says, as the children of God are revealed. Finally, in the end times, at the resurrection, All of creation will be redeemed, and not simply souls for God's kingdom, but the whole creation. God called good, but fell under a curse because of our sin. All of that will come and be redeemed. And this is the start of that very thing. But here, as the Trinity is revealed, as the Holy Spirit descends like a dove, as the voice of the Father is heard, Jesus accepts the commission he came to fulfill. One of the most touching episodes of my ministry I've ever seen was about 10, maybe 12 years ago now. I have to ask to remember the exact year. A gentleman who I knew just had gotten to love very, very well, one of our shut-ins, he had COPD, he had a very difficult time breathing, and was the time of his death. He had been a lieutenant colonel in the Army. And one of the most touching episodes of my ministry was at his viewing, was seeing his son, whom he had lived just long enough to see minted a Fulberg colonel in the Army, standing at his open casket and his final salute to his father. And I thought, and I talked with the family, and I thought about the long history that stood behind that salute. The time that his son, from the time he was young, first he admired his father and looked up to the sacrifices his father made. His father served in the Middle East before that was the hot spot it is today. In fact, the family needed to flee Iran during the Ayatollah Khomeini's revolution. He looked up to his father, and then he told his family he was going to follow in his father's footsteps. And still, for all that, the pride that this man would have felt as his son accepted his commission and his sidearm and his sword on the day he actually was made an officer in the Army. And then, of course, the pride of seeing his son grow and even excel beyond him in his service to his country. Now, no one exceeds the Father. But the Son, who has expressed his intention from the very beginning of all creation, now at his baptism accepts fully the commission of his God and Father. And now, there is only left the battle. And the pride that the Father must have felt, along with the grief as his son hung on that cross, that begins this day. Begins here, as Jesus accepts the mission for which he has been called to earth, the mission for which he gave himself willingly. We have a great soldier in Christ. We don't think of him that way often. He's a warrior against sin, death, and the devil. And we should get it, because the only person who shares his name in Scripture is Joshua, who drove out the giant clans. He's a warrior for our sake, and he is a warrior who has willingly taken up the battle for the sake of us who are made in his image, his brothers and sisters, his servants, his beloved family. Because of that, we have every reason for confidence and every reason for joy. We know and love the God who gives himself willingly for us in Christ. Would you join me for a word of prayer? Blessed Lord, we thank you for this mystery, because though its depths are beyond us, even the little we understand affirms for us your goodness. Your goodness in sending your Son, and His goodness in taking up your purposes and mission for our sake. Lord, we serve a God whose character we know well as the character of self-sacrificing love. Strengthen us in the sacrifices we must make, for we know that He has won the great battle. In the little battles of our life, He works in and through us to accomplish His will. Bless us in our faith and strengthen us for our journey. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that Thou art. Be Thou my best thought in the day and the night. Waking or sleeping, Thy presence my light.